calling customer support. My name is Destiny. I am with
the Hello.
Thank you for calling customer support. My name is Destiny. I am with the fraud department. Will you hold one moment while I review over your account?
I want to know why you're taking money out of my account, my checking account, when I have not authorized anything.
Okay, may I have your first and last name?
Diane Messler, M-E-S-L-E-R.
And will you verify your shipping address for me?
301 Ottawa Street, apartment 104, Coopersville, Michigan, 49404.
Okay, I do see here you have this meal plan and your account have already been canceled.
What is it? What am I buying? Hello.
Can you hear me?
I can hear you now, but tell me what I am buying.
Okay, so basically it's a meal plan. It's a app that focuses on how to use real food to boost
no,
your energy.
No, I didn't do anything like that. I have not bought anything from you. And you guys are charging me?
Okay, just one moment.
This is not right.
Okay, will you verify your email for me?
Small case letters, Diane Messler, M-E-S-L-E-R, 2@gmail.com.
Okay, will you verify your phone number?
616.
What's the entire phone number?
I'm trying to get that. Just a minute. I'm frustrated here. 616. 855. Christ. I don't call myself, so I don't know it halfway.
Okay, so the number we have here is 616-655-3786.
Yeah, 3786, the last four numbers?
Yes, ma'am.
Yes, but I don't know what it is that I'm buying. That I'm receiving, I have not received nothing.
Okay, so I just want you to be aware we do take credit card fraud very seriously, and we will prosecute anyone who placed the order without your knowledge. So
I wish you would, because I didn't buy anything.
Okay, so we'll be reporting this to your would you like to go through with fraud?
What?
Would you like to go through with fraud?
What do you mean, go through? I just want to know why you're taking money.
With the fraud investigation.
I don't need no education. I just want to know how come you're taking money out of my checking account. This is the second month you've done it.
Okay. So I just want you to be aware, we'll be reporting this to your local police department, providing them with the IP address that the order originated from, as well as contacting the USPS post inspector. And I just want
this is me. You're not telling me what I'm bought.
Okay, it's a meal plan, ma'am. It's an app that's focused on how to use real food to boost your energy.
No, I don't need anything like that. Real food for what?
Okay, just hold one moment.
Is this a scam to get money out of me?
Okay,
I can report you to the Better Business Bureau. I don't know what this is about. You're not telling me. You're just telling me that it's healthy something. I didn't buy anything like that.
All right, so I did go ahead and, okay, what I can do is offer you a $35 refund.
I want my money back in my checking account.
Okay, I do fully
Twice. Refund. You did it two times. You did it in October, and you did it just today. I want that money back in my checking account. That's $70, lady. Now, I'm on a fixed income. I am a senior, and I don't expect to be treated this way.
Okay, so I have fully refunded you the $39.89, and it will appear in your account within 3 to 5 business days. And I have
all right, it better be in there twice.
We only billed you $39.89 once, not twice.
You billed me
October 19th. No, ma'am, we billed you once, so I did fully
refund. And you billed me again today.
No, ma'am, we did not. We only billed you out.
Well, according to my bank, you did.
That charge was declined. It did not go through.
Okay, then you put the old, you put the $39.95 back in my checking account for the month of October.
And it will
the month of December, the month for November, I declined
okay,
it.
Your account because
you're not getting money out of me.
Your account will have been canceled and fully refunded.